Listen, there's a lot to learn when growing and scaling your business.
That's why we created the Business Choreography Podcast, where we talk about choreographing your marketing, operations, and sales into dynamic systems that increase your revenue and your impact.
We'll explore solid business principles and discuss all things that make businesses dance to success with clarity.
We'll help you figure out where the holes are in your business and what you can do to fix them. Think of us as your official business choreographers, aka your insider growth strategists.
Remember, your choreography matters. Welcome to the Business Choreography Podcast. What's up, everybody? Michael Johnson here. I'm your host, former professional ballroom dancer, business investor, and official business choreographer. My name is Michael Johnson, and welcome to Business Choreography, backstage and behind the scenes, where we talk about the planning and composition of the parts and pieces businesses make up to be able to deliver great experiences to your audience, to your team, and for you. Today on our show, we're so privileged and excited to have Kyle Mao. Kyle is the founder of Hire UA, an online business expert, and he specializes in overseas recruiting and building successful global ventures. Amongst many impressive things, he's run a blog with over 10 million readers, co-founded an olive oil company, and of course now Hire UA. Let's get Kyle on stage and let's dig in to all the fun stuff that we're going to do today. Kyle, welcome to the show. And it's a pleasure to have you here. You've got quite the story and quite the adventure that you've been experiencing along the way. And I'm sure we'll touch on some of that along the way. But let's dig into our first segment here. This one's always fun to get the thing rolling.
I have no idea what.
Choreo Confessions, the unscripted reality, where we talk about choreography that fell apart or just didn't work, and we want to know why. All right, Choreo Confessions. This one is all about where you built something in the business, and you know what they say, the best laid plans go awry. And they sometimes fall apart and you kind of have to just throw an audible and go with the flow. So tell us about a piece of choreography that you've built for one of your businesses along the way. And it just fell apart and you just kind of had to figure out how to put it all back
together. Yeah. So I would say the example that comes to mind right away is when I started my olive oil company, which ships out of Croatia. And at the time, my friend whose family had the farm, we were sending it up to Canada, where he was originally from, and bottling it. And at one point, we started selling it online, and we got quite a few more orders than we really thought we were going to get. So we had a tub of olive oil, and I'm going to get in so much trouble with all sorts of regulatory people here, I'm sure, but we had 1,000 liters in his garage. We had all the bottles stacked up on the side and we said, we're getting to the point, we just have to get this bottled and get it out there because we are behind on our orders. So I flew from Europe where I live to Canada, took like 4 flights to get to his small little town. And we stayed up till 3 o'clock in the morning for like a week straight. And we had like an assembly line in the garage where we would pour the oil and someone would get it, cap it, seal it, you know, shrink it, put the label on it and go stick it in a box. And the next day, every day, several times a day, sometimes we were driving them to the post office.
Oh my gosh.
So that was an example of, oh my gosh, we have all these customers who were paying $75 for a bottle of olive oil because we were marketing as a very much a luxury good. We have no idea really what we're doing or how to bring this to market or how to get this physical product out there. And we have this giant tub of oil just sitting in the garage and it has to get out there. So that was an example of, I don't know, that I was so sleep deprived that we could hardly even remember parts of it, but we pretty much just had to choreograph all of that on the spot and hope that it just simply worked out. And ultimately it did. We got all the bottles out. We finished off that entire tub and it's continued to do pretty well. So I would say that's my story that comes to mind.
What, you know, they say hindsight is the best teacher. What would you have done differently if you were to do it again, knowing what you know now?
I would have sent it to a professional to have it done, but we hindsight's 2020, but we were never going to do that because we had no idea if this was really going to work. We're like, are people really going to spend $70 on a bottle of olive oil from Croatia, you know, and pay to have it shipped and all this? So we wouldn't have been able to go and get it professionally, you know, bottled and shipped out without a huge investment that we were just not prepared to do at the time, no matter what. So I would have done it differently had I known it was going to be successful. I would have, you know, hired someone much smarter than me to do it. But the way the circumstances played out, it was never going to be like that. So it was a good lesson.
I think that's kind of the, I think that's the hardest part, right? When you're an entrepreneur and you're starting a business, a new venture, you want to be optimistic about it being the one and it's going to work. Of course it's going to work. But on the other hand, you don't know. And so you've got to build it in a way that you just don't know, right? So
that's just it. I always tell people, you know, 99% good and published and out there and in the world available is better than perfect, but still on the sidelines. So sometimes you just have to fly by the seat of your pants and you just figure it out, even if you're breaking a few rules along the way, and you kind of just hope it works out in the end.
I love it. I love it. All right, we're going to jump into the next segment here. This one's fun. Current Events Choreo, exploring today's choreography, where we talk about the best piece of choreography in the news or current events. All right, Current Events Choreo. I love this segment because we can talk about things from your perspective, where you're living, what you see in the news, what you see in current events. There's some really incredible pieces of choreography going on in business today from every end and every angle. What have you seen recently in the news, in current events, that's just kind of a ridiculous piece of choreography?
Ooh, I don't really watch the news. I try to stay away from it because I just never find that I feel very happy after that. So this is kind of a tough one for me. But I would say that obviously I know there's an election in the States this year. I no longer live there and I'm trying not to listen to it, but I am sure there are going to be people pissed off in some way or another, and it could easily impact the business landscape as far as just stock market, how much spare capital people have, you know, whether people start playing defensively or offensively. So I think probably that's the one that comes to mind, that we just don't know what's going to happen this year with that.
It's crazy. You know, even in just the last 5 years alone, and especially the last two with AI coming into full swing, it's really unnerving because, you know, before that, I'd say before the last 5 years or so, the government hadn't quite figured out really good marketing. They were still somehow on the sidelines of great marketing. But in the last 5 years, that's changed. And they now get it. They now know marketing and they're using it and they're really leaning in. And I don't know if I'm not quite sure which side of the fence I'm on with that. You know, I love great marketing, but it seems as though that could be scary for all of us.
I agree with you full-heartedly. I'm waiting for the day that the government does something that actually like benefits me, like in some way. And I'm still waiting with bated breath. So I think I'm going to go on the side of this. Nothing good is ever going to come from that as far as the government marketing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with that direction.
Yeah, no doubt.
Why do you think that is though? Do you think it's just that I feel like they've just driven people to such a strong side of it now? As before, a lot of more people were neutral. Do you think that's what it is, or do you think it's deeper than that?
I think it depends on whether they're more like you and I, where we don't really watch the news a lot. I take in the biggest events, you know, they eventually get to me and I'll research them a little bit. But I feel like depending on whether you're on that side of the fence or whether you're consuming everything, I feel like there's probably a whole lot of propaganda going on from a whole lot of different sides. A lot of people trying to push their agenda, and you don't always know what their agenda is. I think that's the big fear with AI these days, is that you just don't know who built it, who fed it the information, who trained it. So,
That's just it. You're right. If someone's consuming it all day, like imagine as a marketer, if you literally had eyeballs on your prospects all the time and you knew they would tune into everything, imagine how powerful that would be.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely crazy. I don't know. I just I don't know that people right now know who to trust. I mean, especially with the onset of the AI getting so strong and so unrecognizable, whether it is or it isn't. You know, there's a lot of people out there that say they can tell when it's AI, but mostly the AI can't even tell when it's AI anymore. So I think it's getting a little scary. I know there was in Texas recently, I heard of they had to put some kind of regulation on the voicemail drops because there was AI impersonating the president, and there were scammers using it to call up and scam these elderly folk that just aren't up with all of this stuff and they don't know about it. And so it's been posing some crazy issues in the world of, you know, phone calls and scams and stuff.
What do they say? Like, you know, hey, Mr. Smith, it's Joe Biden here. I need your social security number and for you to transfer all your money. Like, is that what they say? Is this the new, like, you know, I'm a prince who inherited $20 million and half of it's yours?
Yeah. It's crazy scam. And that is, I mean, that's really what a lot of them are going after, social security number, that type of thing. So
just identity theft. So that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Really crazy. Really crazy. Anyway. All right. That's awesome. Let's jump to the next segment. I really like this one. Choreo Crap, exposing the bad choreo, where we expose the worst pieces of choreography that have been purchased. Okay. Choreo Crap. Here we go. This is all about the stuff we've purchased on our journey. And the things that maybe we look back on and go, man, why did I spend that? Or, wow, that didn't turn out as good as I thought. I know I've spent my fair share on a number of high ticket business items. Mm-hmm. What have you bought where you look back and you just go, wow, that was not good. And what they delivered was not good.
I would say it's been like lead generation agencies, and you see this all the time to so many ads, you know, we're going to double the calls on your calendar and, you know, however many days, or you don't pay, or we're going to do this, gain this amount of followers, whatever it's going to be. I just have not had any success with any external agencies really in regards to this. And it's super frustrating because they promise the moon. You do all the onboarding, you pay a startup fee, you're paying, you know, by performance of the call or the lead, whatever it's going to be. And they almost, none of them actually get results. And that has been something I've tried a few, and it's just every time it's been crap, like you said.
It's crazy because there's so many out there. I mean, all you have to do is, if you accidentally search lead gen on YouTube, you're going to get every lead gen company's ads showing up on your advertisements. But it's crazy because you then get asked not only, like you said, for a startup fee, but then you get asked also for, well, you have to put the retainer money in if you're doing paid advertising. So now you have to have a budget for paid advertising, plus they're going to get you on a startup fee. And I don't know, I haven't had much success there either. I was going to ask you, like, have you found any that have worked and have actually been what they say they are?
I would say I'm using a lead gen agency now for cold email, and they've been pretty good so far. I've been pretty happy in their first 6 weeks, but a couple before that just completely bombed. I mean, we're talking, you know, five figures spent in, you know, one call on the calendar that wasn't even qualified bad. You know, just didn't work out. And it's, you know, I don't want to sit here and just like point fingers, but I think this is something that happens a lot in this industry. And I talked to other successful business owners. I'm like, have you guys ever had a, you know, lead gen agency that actually worked? And like 95%, no, just a money pit. So I don't know what it is, if they're just promising the moon, if the expectations are all out of whack, but I think the reality is most of them can't get results.
It seems as though they're playing the marketing numbers game, right? You're just like, okay, I'm going to get on 100 people and a percentage of them, it's going to work and I'm not going to have to do anything. And all the rest, I'll just kind of build along the way. But it's not, I don't know. That's a rough game to play when you're talking about helping other businesses survive and thrive or fail, you know, because they're not getting the leads in that they need. I don't know. I feel for those companies. And do you feel like from your experience that you're almost just better off figuring out how to get your own leads and making that your goal?
I think it's definitely better to bring it in-house. And obviously I run a hiring agency. So I've often hired external people with the goal of, hey, we're going to use them for a few months. And then if it's working, we're going to bring this process in-house and hire our own team. And I would say if it's your own team and it's an internal, you're just going to care more. You know, when someone who's being paid to book calls on your calendar, they don't really care what those calls are, if they're actually qualified. And I think that's where a lot of them are really misaligned. And what they should be saying is, we're going to add this much revenue. Like, because I, as a business owner, I don't actually give a crap how many calls you're booking on the calendar. I care about how much revenue you're ultimately going to add to the company. If you need to book 100 calls for me to sign one, that's really not very good. I'd rather you book 5 calls and I get to sign 2. So I think the incentives are often not aligned in that industry, and that creates just a lot of friction.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen that a lot. What would be your advice towards owners looking for that type of lead gen now? How should they do it? I mean, it's still something that needs leverage. Do you feel like really the best answer is figuring it out, bringing it in-house?
I think if you can figure it out and you can find something that hits and you can get someone for, you know, a few dollars an hour to execute that, that is by far the best way, as opposed to paying someone $300 a call. But it's not even close. And I would say infrastructure wise, kind of depending on what you're doing, maybe it's email, maybe it's LinkedIn. It's usually pretty cheap to run that as well. The question is, you have the time to go and do this. It's not terribly complicated, but it does require setting things up, writing scripts, you know, and managing it every day. But if you can spend 30 minutes a day, you'll probably still get, I mean, you'll get better results probably than most external agencies will, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. All right, here we go. The best part. Let's move into the next segment.
Choreo Confidential, the secret sauce, where we talk about insider secrets that make businesses dance to success.
All right, this is where we dig into your secret sauce, into the stuff that you're up to. We want to look at the choreography behind the scenes. So there's two parts to this. One, we want to know kind of the choreography that you're running right now to inside Hire UA. And we want to know more about the secret sauce of how it's working and how you've gotten it to work and what you guys do.
So we are a recruiting firm that sources talent out of Eastern Europe, anything from basic virtual assistants to high-end AI engineers, machine learning engineers, that kind of thing. And ultimately, we've really succeeded because I think in my heart and soul, I really believe like small, medium business owners just get the short end of the stick like everywhere, whether it's regulations, whether it's taxes, government. And I think the landscape in America has really shifted over the last decade or so. And, you know, I'm almost 33 years old. I'm in one of those millennials who doesn't like to work, et cetera, et cetera. But the reality is a lot of people my age really don't want to work and really don't have very high aspirations. Whereas going overseas, you can get someone who's going to be significantly cheaper and who's really talented, probably more so, and definitely in many cases more motivated than the local people. So I think this is one of the very few things that small, medium business owners, like, this is an edge that you can use and you shouldn't feel bad about it. So that's kind of how it started.
Wow. That's a cool thing. And why from that part of the world, what made you think to go and start looking there to get this done?
Well, I actually lived in Ukraine before the war for 5 years. I moved out here in 2016. Poland was the first place I went. I ended up going to Ukraine, settled there, got married, bought property. And I had always worked with like Filipino and Indian virtual assistants before, and they can be very talented if you can find them. But I hired one girl in Ukraine as a personal assistant there and realized like right off the bat, like she's not that much more expensive. And she's definitely many steps ahead of what I've been working with. Just that gap for whatever reason, whether it's cultural, you know, whatever it is, it was just like getting someone as good as I could get in the States. So then I started looking at it more, looking at other positions. I had a few friends who were like, you know, I wouldn't mind trying, you know, hiring from Ukraine, like setting up somebody. And recruiting firm was born there. And then after the war started, I was still living there. And that was obviously quite a story getting out of that. But it just kind of really took off from there, because a lot of people then looked and realized, like, hey, these are opportunities for people who, and they're very talented and very good.
Wow. So tell me what's working with that? What's working with getting the word out, and what's working behind the scenes to get business owners to know that this is a possibility for them?
I think the biggest thing, it's going to sound incredibly simple, but the biggest thing that's worked for us is actually being a business that gets results for our clients. Like we just talked in the last segment that a lot of people really just don't get results at the end of the day. And right. We really do. You know, we tell people, you can come to us, and after your first call with us, we will get you candidates within 5 days. You will have 5 candidates scheduled on your calendar that are qualified for this job. And right. Then we do that, we get them in, we help them get integrated, and then the business owners have success with them. They get their time back, they're able to outsource, they're able to take things off their plate. And so then it just snowballs, you know, getting case studies, obviously very, very effective. When you can get one of your clients to come on and say, hey, I hired 2 positions and I saved $200,000 this year, and it's better than I was doing before. That's extremely right. Powerful. So those kind of case studies, the word of mouth, the testimonials, and just kind of putting all of that in a bit of a content flywheel really just has worked for us, you know, put it everywhere, shout it out. And that's really, I think, how we've grown. Word of mouth, referrals, and a lot of content.
I love that. How does one of our listeners that's running a business of any size, how do they know that it's probably time that they get somebody like you guys can provide? Like what's too small? What's not, you know, what's too big, right? How do they know that this is a good option for them?
What I always like to say is you need to start by auditing your time. And you can go to hire-ua.com/BC. And there's actually a matrix on there if you want to grab that. But audit your time. And you also need to be honest with yourself about what you like and what you hate doing. So a lot of business owners, they will sit there, especially, you know, newer business owners, they'll sit there and say, I must do this. It's my task. I have to do it. But it might be a very, very low ROI task that you could outsource for $5 an hour. And it might be really, really time intensive. The goal should be to be living with stuff that is high ROI, that's a big lever that actually grows the business and that you like doing. If it's something you hate doing and it's time intensive, that's something you really should be trying to take off your plate. And what people don't understand is everything you hate, there's somebody out there, believe it or not, who absolutely loves it. You know, like I hate accounting. I don't like taxes, obviously. I don't like paperwork. I don't like forms. But there's people who got A's in accounting class and they love accounting. Like right. It's unfathomable to me, but they exist. No matter what it is, there's someone out there who loves whatever you hate.
I love that. That's very, very true. What happens when somebody gets hires somebody through you? Do they just come onto their team, or do they work with you to work with that person that you've hired? I mean, how does it go with language barrier and all that kind of stuff?
Obviously, everyone speaks English. We screen for that. And then we help integrate them if needed. From there, the businesses have a choice. They can work through us and we handle the payments, you know, overseas, handle all the fees, all of that. Or they can do kind of just a buyout and then just work directly with that person financially. But regardless of which option they choose, that is your person in your day-to-day business. You know, we help with the admin stuff. We're there to assist if needed. But after the first few weeks, it's really like hands off. This is your person. They're dedicated to you. And, you know, we're going to make sure that they get into your business and put you in a good position to succeed with them.
Sure. You know, there are a lot of businesses out there that are saying that they can do this, that they can help you hire and help you get a VA and do the virtual assistant thing. Why are you guys different? Like why should they go with you instead? I mean, I it's a little bit of a bold question, but I'm sure you can answer it.
I would say you can look at a lot of agencies that are placing talent. And if you start looking closely, you'll go on their page and you'll see their team and you'll see like a bunch of Westerners in the executive stuff. And then you just see admins, and it's always stuff like our team of 50 VAs in whatever country supports our executive team. My executive team is the talent I place. And that's right. Where I put my money where my mouth is. And most of these other agencies don't, because the talent level is not high enough to trust them in a huge position. Whereas at Hire UA, we have, 15 Ukrainians, one Serbian, one American, and one Canadian. And none of the Westerners besides me is in an upper management role. Right. They're not. So that is the huge difference there that I think a lot of people don't get. And then the other thing is, are they willing to back it up and kind of really put their money where their mouth is? Because when you work with us, like, you're going to be interviewing people within a week, right? And if another agency is sitting there hemming and hawing, we're sourcing, we're going to get you some resumes, maybe in a couple of weeks you can have interviews, then it's just the speed and results. They take care of themselves after a while, because people are frustrated at being burned.
Yeah, of course. That makes a lot of sense. I love this. How can people find you guys and learn more and learn more about the process and get involved? Because it sounds like you guys have a really great thing going, and there's a lot that people could use and utilize from what you guys are offering.
Yeah. If you're a business owner who's actively looking to hire, and you would like to speak to one of the sales reps, then please go to hire-ua.com, book some time with the team. And then if you go to hire-ua.com/BC, Bravo Charlie, there's a couple of links there. So one is to book a call. The second one there is if you want my daily email, which I send out to business owners about building a team, operation, scaling, you can get on that. And then if you want the time audit matrix that I talked about earlier, it's also on that page. And it's really simple. Like, you should just write down what you're doing every 15 minutes. And then at the end of the day, look at it and say, I like doing this. It's high leverage. I hate doing this. It's not. And it's complicated. But if you do that, you'll have so much more clarity about what your business needs and how you should kind of move going forward in regards to a hire.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. I will have all of those links in the description for everybody.
Excellent.
So thanks, go, sir, and find those there and look up Kyle to find out more about how he can help you and how the Hire UA can actually make your life a little easier. Get some leverage. Leverage is good.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle, tell me a little bit about your final words that you can leave us with. I want your sage words of wisdom. You've been traveling around the world. You are living the dream, so to speak. And give us some final last words that we can take away with us on our journey.
Okay. I'll do a kind of a deep one here a little bit. So the kind of words I want to leave you with are just that no matter how hard it gets, there's always another light at the end of that. And to illustrate that, in February of 2022, I woke up to stuff falling out of the sky in Ukraine, and my wife was pregnant at the time. And we had spent 3-4 days getting out of Ukraine. Then I got to the States, I brought her to America. And about a month after that, my mom was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. And a year later, she was gone. And despite all of that, there's people out there that have gone through worse stuff than that. And they get up and they go and they build their business, and it is a grind, and it's not easy, and it's a lonely road at times, but it doesn't have to be. So, whether it's just being able to listen to someone, reaching out to another entrepreneur, don't be afraid to rely on people and to talk to people and to be willing to take that step, because it can be a lonely journey sometimes, but there's always a road and a mountain, but you'll always get over it at some point. That's just what we do as entrepreneurs. So that's what I will leave you with.
I love that. I appreciate that so much. Guys, as usual, business choreography is what makes up your show. You might be a one-man band, a crazy circus, or a finely tuned ceremony, but no matter what, if it's working, there's choreography behind it. And if it's not, there probably isn't. Remember, it's your show. And if you don't choreograph it, it's going to suck. So get to work. We'll see you guys on the next episode. Kyle, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We'll see you guys on the next episode. Take care.
Thanks for joining us today.
Want more business choreography?
Check out our website at bizchoreo.com to find out more.
And find out how the choreography for your marketing, operations, and sales can raise your revenue and create more impact.
Remember, every business needs choreography.